This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we take the mic on the road today to the Columbia Montour Chamber of Commerce. Chris Burleth is the president of the chamber. He's been on board there about 2 years, and we're going to get an update today on what they're doing and how the local economy is faring. They've moved into a new facility, so we're going to look at that and hear how that's all come about and where that's headed. Chris Burleth, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Chris, we are in the new home of the chamber, and believe it or not, I was mentally preparing to go to the old place in my mind until you told me directions, and I said, oh, this is definitely not the what I was used to up by the statue in the middle of Bloomsburg. But you guys have been here how long?
We officially moved in January. It's really the culmination of a four-year collaboration with Community Strategies Group. But January 12th was move-in day, and we're very pleased with the spot. We've got 1,100 square feet for a commercial suite, and then additional community space.
Okay, and the floor of offices under apartments, correct?
Yep, that's right. The top three floors are senior affordable housing, and that's, I understand that's a partnership between Columbia County Housing and Redevelopment Authority and Community Strategies Group. Community Strategies Group manages the property, but we're really excited. There's some really beautiful apartments on the top three floors. We're in the commercial suite section, on the first floor, and we're really excited to have room to spread out and welcome a collaborative kind of meeting opportunity here in the downstairs.
Okay. What are some of the other advantages to having a more modern location?
Yeah, so we're really excited that we don't need to pull a vinyl curtain shut anymore to have a meeting for just 10 people. we loved our old office. It was very quaint, and it really served the chamber's needs for many years. But here, we're able to have larger events where we can bring people together, right? So, Matt, I know you've heard me before in past interviews say that the good chambers of commerce bring people together and get out of the way. Well, now we've got a little more space for that. our shared space can fit about 90 people, and we've got some amenities that allow us to spread out a little bit. There's a demonstration kitchen that we can kind of play around with, whether it's hosting someone doing a video cooking demonstration, or whether it's just bringing in catering and being equipped to really serve it on site. A lot of advantages. The other big advantage we have is that because we're in a shared hallway, at the 5 minute coffee break mark, when folks are walking outside into our little commercial kitchen, we get to talk about creative and innovative things for our community. So, we bump into folks with the United Way or CSG, and we learn about cool initiatives they're doing. It also means we're able to be a little more present when our neighbors and partners are having events. The United Way did their campaign kickoff here earlier this week, so we got to kind of listen into that a little bit. Yesterday, we hosted our K-12 Educator Summit. The purpose of that was to bring educators from all of our school districts in Columbia Montour counties together with business leaders. And so we were able to bring those folks to this space. And when they've encountered some of these folks in the hallway, we get cool new ideas like, hey, is there an incentive for employers regarding housing and some of the housing needs we have in our community?
Speaking of cool ideas, the idea of this being like a community hub is fantastic. I mean, from my perspective, I can walk down the hall and have four or five ideas for future programs because, so much of the community kind of functioning out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of this too is it's meant to be a respite for nonprofits who are either starting up or, serve a wide area. And so we've got a whole suite dedicated for use by those nonprofits. We're also really excited. The Bloomsburg Children's Museum has made great use of the furthest east section, I believe, of the building. And on the first floor, they have a makerspace that's been running and offering camps for the community. And given their proximity to the physical location of the Children's Museum, it's been really great. But I can't say enough, you know, how programs like the United Way's, you know, tax prep program over, you know, the beginning part of this year really, you know, ministered to people in the community. Seniors could come in, you know, have their taxes prepared on an accessible first floor, right? And then disperse from here. Plenty of parking and a great resource. If you think back on the history of this neighborhood, of what 6th Street was, it was a hub, right? With the textile mills here and there was housing on this road. And the fact that we can bring housing back and rejuvenate this part of town through development like this, you know, hats off to CSG for what they've been able to do.
Okay. And this, you said about 4 years this whole thing's been in the works. So how, you know, how long ago did the chamber folks say, this is going to be the near future?
I'm aware of the chamber's involvement since 2019. So yeah, that's definitely the duration of our involvement. Now, I think that this project was the brainchild of folks like Rich Kisner and Josh Nespoli. And Rich has done some tremendous work to build this place up. He's with CSG. But we've been involved since 2019. You know, we said, hey, we want to be invested, you know, in this community hub idea. And so we came on as a condo partner. So we have a partial ownership of this place that we're pretty excited about. And you know, our investment is to say, hey, we want to be part of something collaborative.
You mentioned the east side of the building, which reminds me, I'm in the east side of our listening area. It's always interesting for me to look at the different areas and see what's happening, what's growing. Give us some concept of, I believe you mentioned before we started, 15 ribbon cuttings this year.
Oh yeah, we have been busy, and busy for ribbon cuttings is really great. I think it's indicative of growth in our community. You know, if you tune into the national media, it can paint a pretty grim portrait of the state of the economy. And frankly, what we're seeing here is the first fruits of a lot of labor behind the scenes. Take a look no further than on Route 11. Wild for Salmon has finished this incredible expansion. They put in a cafe there. I know that's been a story recently for several months here, that they've got, you know, this idea that came out of the pandemic. Hey, how do we serve the food in healthy ways with recipes that we've provided? And they've really done a beautiful job. Jen and Steve have just, you know, made an incredible place. And that's just one, right? The Berwick Historical Society has done some amazing work with a gift shop now, and some changes they've made to the carriage house. They've really become a great community resource through new offerings there. And there's exciting new growth too. We've got, we're really excited. TYM is a new manufacturer. They're headquartered in, they were headquartered in Seoul, Korea, and have a base right now out of Atlanta, but they're going to be bringing in, you know, the largest plant that they've got in the world. It'll be 90,000 square feet on Route 11 in Scott Township. They'll be manufacturing tractors. So we're pretty excited for what they're bringing. Dillon Floral is going to be celebrating 150th anniversary, and hats off to Rob and his family and all they've done. So that's coming up. So celebrations, expansions, growth, that's really the story for 2024 here.
And it's such a variety, too. It's, you know, you're talking from that huge plant to probably, I don't know, our food trucks, like the one I see out the window, places like that, they, you know, have official openings?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, look no further than what's happening in Danville and Berwick with their new Blueprint community and downtown Bloomsburg. You know, downtown Bloomsburg's had a really neat story where the Grill Reaper food truck has just expanded into a storefront. They've got a place right there on Main Street. So absolutely, there is growth happening left and right. So we're pretty excited, especially with that.
Is there turnover, or are you seeing the standards staying and new ones being added? You know, just number-wise, where do you stand, hover, or go up and down?
Yeah, so yesterday's Educator Summit was really helpful for that. And one of the things that we did, so I'm going to take a long way to answer your question, but our Educator Summit, the purpose of it was to bring educators and employers together to talk about current needs, you know, what's the state of the workforce, what are the skill sets they need. So when you're talking about where does our workforce come from? Well, a lot of workers are already here. Right. And so when new manufacturers are coming in, they're relying on the workforce that's present. However, we have seen modest import of new people coming to the region. And one of the challenges with that has been, you know, the status of temporary housing, right? Professional housing. I think we know the story of what's happened with the university, where, you know, sophomores and freshmen were asked to live on campus this year. And so there was a concern about, you know, how much student housing, you know, would be in the downtown. But we're continuing to see a real opportunity for some of that housing to be converted into professional housing that's shorter term so that folks can get established. I mean, our housing market right now is pretty tough to navigate. And with interest rates high, people are leery. But there's definitely interest in coming into our communities. And I think we need to think creatively about solving that housing problem.
Okay.
So to answer your actual question, right, get back to, are we seeing turnover? Of course, there's definitely business turnover, no question. But we're also seeing really innovative answers to some challenges that have existed. And Wild for Salmon, TYM, and others are a great example of that. I'll also tell you there's a new manufacturer coming into Berwick. I don't know that I can spill all the details on that yet, but I know that they're coming into the BIDA complex. They're hoping it to be operational by November, and they're a plastics manufacturer. And what they do is largely extrusion and using recycled materials. So we're seeing in our economy now an increase in green economy jobs and some opportunity locally for that as well.
And you've been on board here, what, two years?
Just about 2 years.
Okay. How does this chamber differ from other ones in the area? Is there anything that kind of stands out about the Columbia Montour Chamber?
Yeah, so every chamber is really built around the community in which it you know, inhabits. So I think that there's a slight culture difference here between Columbia and Montour counties and our neighbors, right? A lot of agriculture here, a lot of manufacturing here. And with those two industries and kind of a homegrown feel, you know, folks are fiercely loyal to Columbia and Montour counties, which is really an amazing thing to experience when you're doing things to serve those two counties. So I'll tell you, I'm really proud of the community this chamber's a part of. We've got a long history. I mean, this chamber's origin is 1941, but you can find some history about, you know, downtown business efforts and efforts in Orangeville and Bloomsburg dating back to 1870. And our historical society now is right there on the square in Columbia County, and they can tell you a little bit more about those details. They've got that. But fiercely loyal and hardworking people. And I think our chamber's job is to bring together our business community and help them make connections. That's a big part of what we're doing. So, you know, our mission statement as a chamber is to build, to represent local employers in building vibrant, sustainable communities. And to that end, what does vibrant and sustainable mean to the people here? You know, for us, I think it means we want a great education system. We want great opportunities for our high schoolers, you know, to find work here. And frankly, we want a quality of life that's different, right? So if you take a look around our community, recreation and tourism are a huge industry. And so we should have a visitors bureau that's focused on those things. And our visitors bureau, Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau, does a phenomenal job. We're also not the economic development agency for, you know, these two counties. We rely on Drive to do a lot of the work that's bringing new businesses here. So sometimes it sounds like a chamber can take credit for that when we're not doing it. That's not our goal. Drive does some great work. And, you know, they're one of a few entities, right? BIDA in Berwick is doing some great work. you know, our focus is a little more unique. And so we're supportive of their efforts, and we try to showcase that our business community is strong.
Let's talk about some of the upcoming events. Always something going on, I'm sure. We always see pictures of ribbon cuttings and, you know, talking about other events. But just give us a quick peek at the near future.
Sure thing. One of the things that makes our chamber unique, one of the secret sauces that we have here, is that we have a really high-functioning chamber foundation. And our chamber foundation they're running phenomenal programs to support both youth and adult workers. Combined with that, we have, you know, our regular chamber events. So some of the things I'm going to mention are partnerships between those. The first one is coming up in the middle of August. We have our annual nonprofit after hours. We're going to be getting together at Maria Joseph, at the Meadows at Maria Joseph, at the community center there. And we're gonna meet with nonprofit vendors to share a little bit about what they're doing in our communities. We bring our Leadership Central Penn class to that event as a way for them to develop projects, nonprofit serving projects, to serve the community for the remainder of the year. But that's part of an after-hours program that we run at the Chamber, just to bring the business community together. It never costs a cent to go to a business after hours, and you don't have to be a member of the chamber to go. So this is really meant to be an open community event once a month for our business community. So that's one. Another one we're really excited about is we've got this 150th anniversary for Dylan Floral coming up. Again, Rob has done some amazing work with his team there, and their family has a long history in town, so we're anxious to celebrate with them. I mentioned, of course, the ribbon cutting for TYM, their grand opening. That's August 22nd. Coming up in September, we're pretty excited for the conversation to continue about our involvement with the upcoming election, right? So traditionally, our chamber has hosted candidate forums, and we're going to begin planning that prior to the November 5th election. The day after the election, however, November 6th, we're also really excited to host a leadership summit. We annually host a leadership summit. Typically, it's been engaged with a national brand, but we have felt lately that there is a huge opportunity for business leaders locally to learn from one another. And so we're calling it a business leadership forum, where we're going to hear stories about successful businesses in these two counties, and they're going to work with each other and connect. So the business leadership forum, November 6th, is another great event we're excited for. Okay.
And day after the election, you'll probably have a contingent that's happy and a contingent that's not.
Well, you know what? The leadership requirement that's placed on us to lead our communities well doesn't change the day after the election, right? In fact, if anything, we should be motivated, no matter who's coming into office in January, to really lead our local communities well. And that's another part of what we've been doing. So I mentioned the K-12 Educator Summit. Another thing we recently held over the summer was a municipal officials event. And the idea there was to again, welcome municipal leaders to connect with business leaders and to say, you know, it's public service to run for office, to serve as a township supervisor, to be, you know, an elected official locally. It takes a lot of hard work for that. And our business community is really grateful for the work that those folks do. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're bringing municipalities together to talk about best practices, right? How do you deal with some of the challenges like constant maintenance of the roads? And, hey, solar is interested in coming into your community. How are you dealing with that? So we're bringing those folks together and also trying to say, hey, business community, be welcoming and show your support.
And with the enthusiasm you show for the area, I would think you grew up here. You did not, what, New England, I guess?
Yeah, I'm originally from Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your excitement for the area had to have come through when they hired you.
Well, you know, my wife and I have lived in Millville, well, Pine Township, but it's Millville, right? Pine Township since we were married in 2012. Kayla was there a little bit before me. If you know me, you know that I married up, no question. But we're really delighted. We have wonderful neighbors. We're raising two beautiful boys here, 9 and 6 years old, and we want what's best for them. Yes, in New England, there's a lot of opportunity, no question. But what's also true in New England is you can kind of put your head down and not talk to your neighbors. And that is not the culture here. And that's to our credit. We should be really proud that we care for and serve one another. And so I'm anxious for this organization, this chamber, and our foundation to be organizations that lead by example, that are above reproach, that truly care for one another, and that are trying to solve community issues.
We appreciate you being with us on the program today, Chris, and we thank you, the listener, for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum for this discussion of the Columbia Montour Chamber of Commerce and their new home and some of the work they're working on. ColumbiaMontourChamber.com is their website if you'd like to learn more. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.